About 200 guests have gathered on the lawn at La Posada, an historic Amtrak station turned upscale hotel and art gallery. There are only three things they know about tonight's event. Dinner is at 5:30, the train arrives at 6:30, and at some point, singer-songwriter Jackson Browne will perform. Other than that, station to station is a big mystery.
It is a mystery, and even when you go on the website, it's a mystery.
Julie Sullivan is a graphic artist from Flagstaff. She says the element of mystery has only added intrigue to the evening.
Like, what's going to happen when, and who are these people, and how did they get here? What are they doing in Winslow?
When the train finally pulls in, dozens of people disembark and start setting up giant projection screens and colorful yurts that house various art installations. People put on strange costumes. A DJ spins records. What's happening here is literally a happening, a term in the art world for creative performances that develop as they occur. Molly Logan is the executive producer of Station to Station. She says creator Doug Aiken pulled her into the project 4 years ago.
We were sitting actually in a cafe in New York, and he said, I've got this idea, and he pulled out a napkin and sketched this out, and he said, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah. And then I walked out of the cafe and thought, but I have no idea how to send a train across the country.
But Logan shared Aiken's vision of creating unusual venues for artists to showcase their work in real time. So she put together a creative team and went to work locating and refurbishing 9 historic train cars. Next was enlisting artists. Some were legendary, like Jackson Browne and Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. Others were more up-and-coming, like Mike Krieger, a co-founder of Instagram. Logan says the Station to Station project had a basic outline, but over the last 3 weeks, the artistic collaboration on board has been purely organic.
A lot of the artists who've been traveling and doing things, they came up and they said this has been the most amazing experience of their professional career. It'll be interesting to see what the residue is that's left, if you actually see some of those things come to fruition and they sort of incubated in this space.
The space, in this case the train, is without a doubt artistically inspiring.
This is the Cedar Rapids car, which I think dates from 1948, and according to lore, this was Frank Sinatra's favorite train car.
Matt Haber is a writer for the Station to Station project. As he leads guests on tours of the train, he talks about the history of each car and about what's been happening artistically as the train moves westward across the country. Haber's personal favorite is the recording car, where original music and art are created daily.
This is actually one of the most cool things we have here. This is Olafur Eliasson's kinetic art machine. And you can see that it's sort of on springs, and as the train bounces and rolls, a ball that's been dipped in dye bounces with it and traces the lines of the country as we bounce along on the tracks.
The recording car is also music curator Henry Tiefenthaler's favorite place. The creative verve on the train has inspired her work as a singer and DJ.
I recorded a bunch of train sounds and made a beat out of them and made a dance track out of it. It's been a huge inspiration. There's so much talent on here, I couldn't just sit by and watch.
Neither can tonight's guests. They roam around the hotel grounds, through artists' yurts. They dance for hours as performer after performer takes the small stage. It's likely that many here in Winslow have never seen anything like the Station to Station project. And because of the nomadic, ever-changing nature of this artistic happening, it's just as likely that they never will again. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris.